Praise Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's podcast ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses from 14 to 17. Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses from 14 to 17. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God, in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. Oh my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is giving you a word that He will deliver you out of the disaster. He says that you shall see disaster no more. You might be amidst of a great trauma. You might be surrounded by problems. But the Lord is giving you a word of encouragement. He says that you shall see disaster no more. O Zion, O Jerusalem, rejoice and sing with gladness. For the Lord is delivering you. For the Lord is comforting you. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, the Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, He will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. How many promises in one verse? The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to keep you out from all problems. He wants to give you peace. He wants to make you sing, dance, and rejoice in His presence. God wants you to rejoice in His presence. The Mighty One of Israel, the King of Israel, He says, I will rejoice over you. I will quiet you with my love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Verse 16 says, in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. Let not your hands be weak. Strengthen your hands. Strengthen your hands, for the Lord is in your midst. Do not have to be worried about your problem, about the suffering. That's not the will of God, that you should suffer and you should loathe and you should be disappointed by the situation. God says that you do not have to think about the disaster. It's enough that you had been worried about disaster, thinking about problems. But now I am in your midst. Why are you worrying? Rejoice over me with singing. Rejoice with a new song. For the Deliverer Himself is with you, the Mighty One, who is your Savior, He is with you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. The Lord Himself is rejoicing over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. How awesome and wonderful. Than the love of mother and the father. And the purest of love that this world has never seen. The love of Jesus Christ. The Lord says, I will quiet you with my love. Hallelujah. The Lord is quieting you with His love. The Lord is comforting you with His love. You will not remember about your reproach. You will not remember about your disaster. For nothing is valuable or greater before the love of God. Amen. He will rejoice over you with singing. It's not you, God who is singing over you. God who is singing and rejoicing over you. How much of happiness is sharing with you. Is sharing with you a greater time of a wonderful fellowship. Of a wonderful relationship. God is singing over you. How valuable are you in His sight? That the Lord God Almighty, the creator of this entire universe, creator of heaven and earth, mighty in battle, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord God of heaven and earth, the tremendous God, the consuming fire. He is rejoicing over you. He is singing over you. He's making you to lay down. Hallelujah. He's quieting you with His love. Amazing. Amazing is the love of God. Amazing is the bond and the connection that we have with God. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 15 says, the Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. Amen. Hallelujah. While you meditate on this verse, we can feel the presence. We can feel the power, a powerful anointed touch of God. And the Lord gives you an assurance. What man can stand before it? What man can stand against it? The Lord God Himself is giving you a word, and He says that I am in your midst. Hallelujah. I am in your midst. The Lord, the King of Israel, He is in your midst. And you shall see disaster no more. Because He will surround you with His presence. He will surround you with His glories. And He is quieting you with His love. And He is taking you away from judgment. He's taking you out of judgment. He has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. God had done it. He had fought the battle. He had cleared all your path. Hallelujah. The ways are cleared now. There's no obstacle that is standing in your path. There's no enemy who's waiting at your gate. The Lord had destroyed and taken care of it. Amen. Hallelujah. The King of Israel, when He speaks that, He is the King of Israel. He is the authority. He is the authority who is ruling over you. He's ruling over your house. He's ruling over your city. Hallelujah. None can overtake His power. None can step into you without His permission. He is the authority who's ruling over you, who's governing you. And the King of Israel is in your midst. About whom should you be worried of? Will you be worried about your enemy when the King of Israel is with you? Will you be worried about the problem or the peril or the disaster? Whatever be the thing, can that touch you? The Lord says, you are the apple of my eye. The one who touches you, He touches me. Hallelujah. That is the wonderful relationship that we have with God. We have to build that relationship with Him. He is willing to heal you. He is willing to keep you away from all destructions and peril, disaster. He wants to bless your home. He wants to be the King, hallelujah, who rules over you. He wants to quiet you with His love. He wants to be in your midst all the time. He's longing for that relationship. When you seek the Lord, when you pray in His presence, the Lord is doing all the things that He has said. And those who are already practicing it would have already experienced the touch of God. The Lord would have established His throne amidst of them. He would have made them to witness His wonderful miracle-working hand. The outstretched hand of the Lord shall be witnessed by those who spend time with Him. And to them the Lord shall remove away the judgments. Hallelujah. And He shall cast away their enemies. Verse 14 that starts with, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem, sing, rejoice, be glad. Do not worry. Be glad, rejoice. For the Lord had removed your reproach. The Lord had taken away your tears, your sorrows. Now is the time of rejoicement, the time of worship. Sing songs. Glorify the Lord God Almighty, for He is in your midst. You will see disaster no more. That's what the Lord says. Sing, daughter of Zion, sing. Sing, my children, sing, my people. I have put in you a spirit of gladness. I have taken away the spirit of distress, spirit of calamity, spirit of confusion that exists no more in your midst. Hence rejoice. Hallelujah. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart. Hallelujah. Give attention to this. The Lord says, be glad and rejoice with all your heart. When you're rejoicing, how should you rejoice? You should rejoice with an open heart. From the bottom of your heart, you have to feel all the goodness the Lord had done for you. You have to give thanks and rejoice. Amen. You have to rejoice with all your heart. It's not that you have to rejoice with a partial heart. When can you rejoice with all your heart? You can only rejoice with all your heart when you do not think about your problems. When you forget about your troubles. When you forget about what is happening around you. Only then you can rejoice with all your heart. Even it should not be there in your subconscious mind. You have to clear off all the cache. All those thoughts that has been sticking on your memory wall. You have to clear them. Only then you can rejoice with all your heart, as the Lord says. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord wants to give you happiness. He wants to make you glad and make you to rejoice, because He knows the pain that you have undergone. Hallelujah. All suffering that you have undergone. He knows. For He is the maker. He is leading you. He is the shepherd. And He is well aware of you. That's why the Lord is giving you word. Hallelujah. And He's asking you to rejoice. He's telling that the problems, the enemy, the battle, you do not have to be worried anymore. I have taken care of it. I am the Lord who fights the battles. And I have taken care of all your enemies. I have cleared all your path. Amen. You shall see disaster no more, because I am there in your midst. I am a protector. I am your deliverer. I am your battle hero, the King of Israel. I have come in the midst of you to clear all your problems and to give you peace, to quiet you with my love. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, I wanted to meditate on the word. Verse 14, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. This is the word that you're going to meditate. God is giving you this word. He wants you to rejoice, because only when you pray to God with all your heart, forgetting all your problems and troubles, you can feel the supernatural touch of God. You should not be worrying. You should not have a heavy heart when you go to God. When you worship God, worship with happiness. Worship with gladness. Think about your problems no more. Think about your sufferings no more. For the Lord deserves the purest of praise and worship. He wants you to praise and be thankful for everything that He had done in your life. You should not have the slightest of distress, a slightest disheartening thought in you. But God wants you to open your heart, be glad, rejoice, be happy, and glorify His name and praise His name, sing songs and glorify and worship Him. That's what God is expecting out of you. When you go to worship, do not cry out, but sing songs of gladness. Give thanks to the Lord and glorify His holy name. Amen. Forget about your problems. Forget about everything. But only focus in the presence of God. Only focus about Him. When you focus only on the Lord Jesus, you will forget all your problems. The glory of the heavenly kingdom, hallelujah, it will encompass you. The divine presence of the Lord will surround you, and He will make you to forget your problems. For the Lord God Almighty is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Hallelujah. God bless.